You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude. Welcome to Nightlight, everybody. It is great to have you here on this Friday. You made it through the week. And what a week it was, Greg. Lots of stuff going on all over the state, all over the country. I didn't mean to interrupt your brilliant air drum solo.
No.
That was impressive. And if you watch us, folks, if you watch Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the stream, you get to see Greg play a fair amount of air drums. Right?
My gosh.
That's amazing.
Yes. I love to air drum.
Yeah.
I air drum all, whether it's a small little drum kit, like a little club kit, or a big drum kit. But that's all the reason to watch us on the live stream.
Absolutely.
To see me air drumming in a way that makes you say, oh, you can play drums. And I go, no, I cannot.
This guy can really bang. Well, it's like, you know, it's like the guy who plays air guitar and tries to throw in a bar chord to make it look like he really knows what he's doing.
I understand rhythms. I can stay back. Yeah. I can step back. I can let the bass player have a moment.
Oh my dear. This is fun, Greg. It's Friday. It's casual Friday here at Nightlight.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's so casual. I feel like we need an intro song for casual Friday,
what?
Right? Right?
Yes.
Dom, do you have there? Oh, right there.
I do.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
The weekend's here. I said like the weekend's here, and I at first I think she's like, and the week is in the rear. I'm like, whoa, in the rear view, she said. So I
That's new.
That's a great intro. That's a great intro. Is that brand new? That's brand spanking new.
It's updated. Updated.
It's
updated.
Ooh. That's how we work here on Nightlight. We update things. Folks, we're coming to you live. I am in Radio Park in Racine. Pete is in Christmastown, USA, up in Marinette, Wisconsin. Is it Christmas City?
Christmas City.
Because yes, Christmas City, USA, in Marinette, Wisconsin. Then all the way over in that south-ish central part of Wisconsin in Madison is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos at Civic Media HQ, no less. That's important.
The kid, Dom Lee.
The kid. Oh, the kid. But we have a great show for you this evening, folks. Pete, what do we have on the docket for tonight for Casual Friday?
Well, this is actually perfect programming, if I do say so ourselves, because it was all of us. But we have the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. Jim and Michelle will be here tonight. They have this great social media platform. They go and they frequent supper clubs. Not a bad gig, huh, Greg?
I mean, I wouldn't shake a stick at that. And I'm getting ready to do some supper club impossibly this month. And I know this, if I go to a supper club, there's no chasing me. I'm just standing there because I can't move. I've eaten so much food, you can just catch me. I'll be standing in front of the supper club going, why did I have that third piece of asparagus?
Third piece of asparagus. I thought you were going to say, like, why did I get the 96er or something?
Third piece of asparagus. Such a good movie.
I love it.
Oh, God, The Great Outdoors. Maybe that will be a film for the movie club. Who knows?
We can work that out. We can do whatever we want. But you know what? Yeah, the Wisconsin, I love supper clubs. I mean, I remember going up to my grandma's cottage up in Eagle River, Three Lakes when I was a kid, and we would just swim all day.
Yeah.
And then we would go out, and they always had, like, there was this place called, it was Oneida Village or something like that. It was a hotel, and they had a great restaurant. You put, like, that Merck's cheese. They would serve that before dinner.
Yeah.
You spread it, salad bar, steaks, burgers, whatever. It's just, it's a vibe. And it's different than a regular restaurant. There's this something about it. I can't, maybe they can explain it. I can't.
They're so like when you're a kid, and this is no disrespect to salad bars either, but like, you know, I had the opportunity last year to go up north for Civic Media. We did some shows up there and we went nice. To a wonderful, we went to Butternut Lake, this wonderful, and I'm blanking on the name of the, I think it's just the Butternut Lodge. And they had like a salad bar, like an old school salad bar there for your fixins. And as a kid, you think to yourself, what am I going to do with all of this stuff? And then as an adult, you're like, lettuce, cheese, crushed hard-boiled eggs.
What's the hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah, you've never seen a salad bar with like...
Oh, salad bar. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah. So egg salad, but with minus the mayonnaise. So it's just the hard-boiled eggs crushed in little pieces. But you're like, right. When you're a kid, oh my gosh, I could eat there for decades. And as an adult, you're like, oh, I'm probably going to have half a salad. So
it's so great. And then you always have like the half game room off the lobby. Like the kids can play there. Yep. And the adults are hanging out after being in the sun all day. Supper clubs are amazing. And nobody does it better than Wisconsin. So we're very excited to talk to you. Our new friends, Jim and Michelle, the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers, they will be here. And then, Greg, why don't you? I'm going to give you the honors, buddy. Tell people what we're doing in the second hour. This is exciting.
In the second hour, we're going to be taking part in a brain rot quiz. Now, here's the thing is I didn't know what a brain rot quiz was because I thought that was like a – is that a name, like a thing, like, oh, the brain rot quiz, or is it just something that we call that?
I mean, I'd never heard of
it. It's a name. Brain rot, it's a real name. It's a real thing. So I'm interested to see how you guys do.
Tonight, our very own Dom Lee on the ones and twos up in Madison, he has prepared a brain rot quiz that tests the street vernacular knowledge of Pete Schwabba and myself. Speak of the kids.
Vocational.
The youth's words.
Slang.
I don't have any words right now. Lexicon. That was the word I was looking for. Lexicon. The lexicon of the youth. We're going to find out whether or not Pete or I know what young people are saying when they speak now with their riz and things of that nature. So that's coming up suzz. Yeah. I don't want to bring up any that you may already have on there, so I'm just going to leave it at suss and riz. But we're going to do that in the second hour at 6:20, so don't go anywhere. We're going to also wrap up everything this evening like we always do with the nightcap. But before we get anywhere else, we got to do one very important thing.
Absolutely.
And that is state tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of supper clubs, what is your favorite or perfect supper club food and drink? What are you ordering when you go to a supper club?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about
question.
This.
That's a good question.
It's literally making my mouth water because I'm thinking of that Merck's cheese. I don't even know if it's a real cheese, but it was delish after a day in the lake. And but we want you guys to play. Be part of the show. It's always much more fun when you guys participate. Yeah. Tell us what your favorite supper club meal is with cocktail or drink or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so. We'd love to. And you can let us know by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on that live stream. Where are we live streaming? I'm glad you asked. It's Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also text, call, or leave a voice note by getting the Civic Media app because it's all right there on the app. So download that today if you don't already have it. It's absolutely free. It's very, very handy dandy. And you can be part of the show. You can participate in contests when we have them. You can get your news. You can listen to us wherever you are in the world. So get that app. Let us know your supper club go-to order as well as your cocktail, mocktail, beverage of choice, whatever that may be. And we'll talk about that more in the second hour this evening.
I cannot wait, Greg. I literally, I cannot wait to
read. Are you going to go to like a supper club this weekend now? Are you going to like?
You might.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, I have a question for you, but I'm not going to ask it until the second hour because this brings up a conversation about supper clubs. But go on.
No, I was just saying there is a place locally I go to called Little River on Friday nights. They have the fish fry and all that kind of stuff. But we're going there for brunch on Easter, so I'm not going there tonight. It's not an every week thing, but now I'm.
Is it a supper club?
It's more of a country club with a supper club.
Oh,
we're not members. It's not that way. You don't have to be a member. Like anybody can golf there. Anybody can eat there. It's not, and it's not crazy expensive. It's just a good hot meal at a fair price, Greg.
is that on the billboard?
That used to be one of the intros. We should bring that back.
A good hot meal at a fair price.
Yeah.
Welcome to, what's the place called again? What's it called again?
Little River Country Club.
Welcome to Little River Country Club. A good hot meal at a fair price. All are welcome.
Great service, too. Service goes a long way, too.
Free Merck's cheese when you come in.
They don't have it. You know that? Do they still make Merck's cheese?
Yes, of course they do.
Oh, gee.
What kind of question is that?
Come on.
What kind of question is that?
You know what? A cheese rep?
No, but you are a news fan, so it's time to get to our top three stories of the day.
Let's do it.
All right.
The first big story.
I'm going to let you take this one because I know it infuriated you when you saw the headline.
Oh, man. When I saw the headline, I thought at first it had to be fake. I'm talking about, of course, most of you or some of you probably heard about this. I saw it on NBC News. Tiger Woods was calling after he rolled his car and endangered the lives of others.
Second time, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
Second time.
And he just, you know, he's making a phone call. The cops come up, they show up, and he says, I'm talking to the president, to the cops.
Yeah.
And that's real. That happened. He's already one of the biggest celebrities in the sports world, but he has to drop the president's name. He didn't even say the name. He just said the president to the cop. And the cop didn't really back off, which I like. But I don't think I liked Tiger Woods before this, but I didn't know enough about him. He's a complete tool now. Please go away.
It didn't stop them. There's a picture on this story on CNBC.com of him being arrested in front of the camera. And he's kind of like the position of his body. He's got his arms behind his back and handcuffed, and he's looking off like almost as if like they can take my hands, but they'll never take my opioid pills, because he was high. He was absolutely high when he got pulled over. They said that he was, you know, he was sweating profusely. He was bloodshot and glassy-eyed. He was sweating profusely, extremely dilated pupils. And this is the second time he's been involved. Well, third time if you include his ex-wife and the golf club. He's been involved in a car incident. But to me, like, I didn't like him much to begin with, but man, and I didn't know this either, he's dating Don Jr.'s ex-wife.
Oh, so weird. I'm glad they handcuffed. Pete Hegseth will probably fire the cops now. But I don't know. I want him, because nothing's going to happen.
No.
I mean, he's already a celebrity, but now he's got, you know, Trump's going to pardon him for future crimes he hasn't even committed yet, probably, even though he was driving a weapon and could have hurt other people.
And he says, quote, I feel so badly. No. This is what Trump said about him. I feel so badly. He's got some difficulties. There was an accident, and that's all I know. Don't talk about this, dude, man. And Woods is stepping away from golf now to work on his mental health.
Of course.
Just step away forever, because you have never worked on it. This is the second time. Get help, dude, and stop relying on Daddy Trump to impress people. Nobody cares.
Yeah, that was a schocker. All right, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach. When we come back, folks, we're going to tell you the betting lines of the final four games. We'll talk a little baseball.
Boy.
That's coming up next on our second big story. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That's the Bodines, baby. Nicely done, Dom. Love that song. Dreams. Great tune. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwab. Sitting downstate from me is Greg Bach, and working the board, producing the show from Madison, Dom Lee. Coming up, folks, after the news at the bottom of the hour, The Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers will be here talking to us about their outstanding social media platform, Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. That's what they do. They go to as many supper clubs as they can, and they write about it so we can cherry pick which supper clubs we want to go to, Greg.
See, this is one of the downfalls of not being together, is that they could bring in treats. Be like, here, try some steak from this place. Here, try some Merck's cheese from this place.
They were going to. Like, when I first talked to them 3 months ago, they were going to come into the studio. That would have been a blast.
Come on!
We'll work it out.
They can FedEx me some food. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great to talk about this. It's Casual Friday. We're having a good time here. Let's get back to the top three stories. Yeah!
All right, so tomorrow is the Final Four, ladies and gentlemen. There's four teams left in the NCAA tournament. I don't know how your brackets are doing. Mine were toast weekend one. I'm not going to win any money, but I don't care. I still love the tournament. We'll see if the NIL keeps affecting. There aren't quite as many upsets the last couple of years, someone pointed out to me, so that could be because of NIL money.
Why would NIL money?
Well,
what does that have anything to do with it?
The powerhouses are even more powerful and less susceptible to upset, I guess.
Gotcha.
So it'll be interesting because, yeah, you've got 2-1 seeds. You've got Michigan playing Arizona, and then you've got Illinois and UConn. Illinois is a 3 seed. UConn is a 2 seed. So I'm excited. I think the games will be good. I'm excited for the championship game Monday night. Love the NCAA tournament.
Two questions. Can I have to ask two questions real quick? First of all, how can you have 2 1-seeds when they're okay? That just feels like there you can only be 1 1-seed. There's one
overall seed, and that's Michigan. But then there's four divisions. There's 4 regions,
gotcha.
And each one has a number 1 seed.
Follow up question.
Yeah.
Why do they call it the Final Four when it happens next year? Then too, this isn't the final. It's the final for this year. The Final Four for now.
Correct.
It just feels like false advertising to me. I mean, like Final Four? No, it's not. Like, we'll have it next. Will he be here next year having the same conversation? Pete's brackets will be trash, and we'll be saying the Final Four. I mean, we'll say the Final Four again. I'll be like, I asked this question last year.
No, but these are the actual Final Four teams. The whole tournament isn't called the Final Four. It's the NCAA tournament, the Big Dance, whatever you want to call it. But this weekend, the third weekend, is the Final Four. There are 4 teams left. They are the Final Four. So we'll see what happens.
I'm never gonna ask a question to be funny again. Ever. Never.
Listen, I'm gonna give you the floor now, buddy.
I'm supposed to be doing comedy tonight, and I'm just in my head. Oh, my God. I'm not funny.
This is a warm-up. Don't worry about it. You're in the bullpen right now. Speaking of the bullpen, you got to be thrilled with your Brewers, dude. There's a lot of sports going on this weekend in addition to some great basketball.
There's tons of sport happening right now. The Brewers are doing fantastic. They're 5-1 right now. And I think it's funny because I posted something on Facebook earlier about the fact that various news people or haters are saying they're like being accused of cheating. The Brewers are being accused of cheating because they're 5-1. And I know it's very funny, but I think it's very funny that someone wrote this. It was kind of like it was a very Wisconsin response to the post, because he says the Brewers drafted and developed. The Brewers have a great manager that the players love. The Brewers are a good team and have kept their core players for a few years in a row. The Brewers are 5-1 against 2 terrible teams. I'm like, thank you. I don't feel like that helped. I don't feel like you were on my team at all in the one. But the Brewers are doing great. They're playing Kansas City tonight, and they're in Kansas City this evening. It's going to be great. And I'm actually, like I said, I'm doing comedy tonight, and the headliner is a huge Royals fan. So I guess we'll have to just not talk about things for a while. But yeah, I love baseball. I love baseball. I'm so happy it's back. And it's definitely a better start than last. The Brewers did great last season. There was not a lot of great expectations for them. But last year, in their beginning, they were 0-4. And they got, like, walloped by the Yankees with those tornado bats they were using last year. And they, like, beat them, like, 20-2 in the second game. But baseball's back. The Brewers are doing great. I have hope for my guys. I love Pat Murphy. And, I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully going to be getting to a game sooner than later, please. My goodness gracious.
And I know it's early, but like we were talking about before the show, Greg, every team in that division is 500 or better. So that division should be really competitive and fun to watch this year.
I hope so too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. I think we're ready for our third big story.
Doug. All right. So not so much casual Friday, but more of just like a what's happening right now. So yesterday we talked about this, the fact that now former U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi was let go, relocated, fired, however you want to say, begged for her job in the Oval Office. I don't know how you want to put that one. But apparently, according to MS Now, and this picture has been circulating, her picture has already been taken off the wall, which isn't surprising when they change leadership. They do that. But yeah. Someone snapped a photo and sent it to MS Now of Pam Bondi's photograph in the trash. And I just was like, dang, they're not sentimental about anything over there.
They're throwing away a perfectly good frame. That's what I know to me about the whole, no. It's yes. Pretty, I have a feeling somebody did that because she wasn't very popular with the rank and file of the FBI. And somebody probably did that and took a picture and posted it to get back at her. I mean, yeah. You know, she mishandled the Epstein files. Her whole time there was kind of a train wreck.
She was the Florida Attorney General while the whole thing was going on with Epstein in the first place. So it's like, you know, prison. How about prison? No. Let's talk about that next week, though. This is Casual Friday. And
Casual Friday.
We have our guest coming up next, and I want to get to that talk now because that is the important thing we're discussing.
And our question of the night goes hand in hand with our next guests, mm-hmm. who we're very excited to have. Jim and Michelle from the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers, they are coming by after the news. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite food and drink order at a supper club? Let us know, folks, 855-752-4842. You can text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment and be part of the show. And if you have a question for Jim and Michelle, that's fine too. They're coming up next. It's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach at Nightlight on the Civic Media Network. Little casual Chris Isaac there on your Casual Friday here at Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabe, sitting across the stage from Greg Bach. Happy Friday, everybody. Be part of the fun. What is your favorite or your perfect supper club order, food and drink, please? This is a great question because our next guests, that's their racket. That's their game. They visit as many supper clubs as they can. They've been to over 200.
Wow.
And they have a platform called Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. We love supper clubs, and that's our thing here in Wisconsin, right? And we have a few other things too, but that's a biggie. So we're going to welcome them now to talk about supper clubs, Jim and Michelle from Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. Welcome, you guys.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our pleasure. All right. So I know you guys, you told me you're in a hotel because you're on a tour, I assume, right now, or you're checking out a new supper club as we speak or later tonight. Where are you? And tell us how you came up with this idea.
So after traveling all 50 states together, on April 15th of 2022, we were visiting our 57th supper club together. And Michelle said, let's start a page on Facebook, and mostly to keep track of the places that we were going. And when we were traveling all 50 states, I used to enjoy writing about different food places that we went to all across the country. But we kind of decided to focus in on Wisconsin. We love supper clubs. We love visiting supper clubs. And now we've been to, we were at our 220th before we sat down to talk with you. And actually, we don't do this very often, but we're also going to head to our 221st after we get off the show. So two in one night that we haven't been to. So yeah, but we've been to some of the supper clubs literally hundreds of times. We visit supper clubs probably about 3 to 5 times a week.
Oh my gosh.
So we get out pretty often, and yeah, it's been fun. We created also we call it a guide, but it's virtually a coupon book for supper clubs a couple of years ago, and now we're in our second version. And it's something that we sell. We call it the Wisconsin Supper Club Dining Destinations Guide. And we mostly sell it at VentureWisconsin.com. But that guide has helped us be able to continue to do what we do. When we go to most supper clubs, we pay our own way. So we pay for our own travel. We pay for our own meals. There are supper clubs, though, that do offer us, meals, occasionally. But it's more of a rare occasion. But getting to be more and more, with over 57,000 followers on Facebook, we get millions of views a month. So lot of people are interested in what we're doing, and it's really interesting. I mean, I've been traveling sometimes, and I'll be at a rest stop, and somebody will say, "Hey, you're the guy." I've actually been in a Quick Trip restroom, and I wasn't in the restroom, but I was in the restroom, if you know what I mean. And and a gentleman said, "Hey, you're the guy, I just saw that you were at, or where are you heading?" And people are interested. A lady last night when we were out, she said, every night I curl up in bed and read your posts. I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Wow. People are just experiencing the two of you in very unique places, it seems.
For sure, but it is fun. It's fun. We enjoy it. And, we keep everything that we do fun and positive. So everything I write is 100% positive. I don't allow any negativity. I allow people to comment. But unfortunately, if there's any negative comments, I encourage people to take that up with management, on your own privately, not out there on social media. So. But it's a lot of fun.
So supper clubs are, it's not a uniquely Wisconsin thing, but it's so well loved here. People, when you talk to Wisconsinites and those who are visiting, we treat supper clubs with a reverence and a tradition. And you said that, you had already gone to quite a few dozen supper clubs at the point where you decided to make this, I don't want to say a job, but like you decided to put your experiences out to the world for people to enjoy. What is it about supper clubs for the two of you that makes it so exciting that you've turned this into a, something that you put your passion into? Plus, going to so many a week, you have to, there's something about it that you have to really enjoy.
Yeah. Fortunately or unfortunately, I live to eat and don't eat to live.
Same brother.
Is that true? Yeah. So yeah. I do enjoy eating, and we do enjoy, our typical supper club experience. We'll start out at the bar, and usually for an hour or so, we'll have a couple of cocktails. We'll move to a table. Sometimes go back to the bar, but rarely. Some people do that. That's, part of their supper club experience. Yeah. But, we enjoy all food. Probably in the big picture of it all, we enjoy the people. We enjoy the people that love, the experience. Like, we love the experience. And there's always different experiences. Sometimes it is about the food. Other times it's about the ambiance, but it's always about the people. So it's fun to enjoy other people's company. We've gotten to know a lot of owners. They see what we're doing is really helpful to all supper clubs, but the places that we go, especially, there's posts that I make that, hundreds of thousands of people see. So it's really kind of interesting and fun, but we really enjoy it. And Michelle makes some really great videos. I'm not a videographer. She's gotten better and better at it, but she actually also creates, she's a musician by trade. So she's a professional piano player and singer, and she's actually used to play with schools, and she's done music out where she did like the lobby bar at the Grand Geneva, which used to be the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva.
Gosh, love that place.
Yeah, so she's good at that. But she's created a lot of the music now that we're using on our videos.
That's fantastic.
Created some supper club songs, and we've done a lot of fun things. We've created some different different clothing with different logos, and we've done pop-up stores with that. We've created t-shirts that have like all the supper clubs on back of the t-shirt, and on the front it'll say like Wisconsin Supper Clubs, how many have you been to? And you know, we then create, you know, a fun scenario where people are able to go on the, you know, look at the back of the shirt, and I've been to that one and that one, and, you know,
they're following you around so they can
answer. It's really fun.
Jim and Michelle are the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. They're joining us tonight on Nightlight for a few minutes. We're talking to them about their really cool platform. Check them out. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and they've been to over 200 supper clubs, and we're talking to them about their experiences. You know, what do good supper clubs do right? And what do, if there are bad supper clubs, what don't they do right? You don't have to name any, but have you, what are the ones that are successful? How are they doing that? Is there a common thread?
You know, there probably is. I mean, good food is probably very key to a busy supper club. You know, people ask all the time, don't you have bad experiences? Because I don't talk about it. Right. I just choose not to talk about those experiences. We've had bad meals, bad service. It happens, you know, occasionally. But we try to overlook that. You know, we're all humans, and we all have scenarios where we might not have had a very good day. You know, something stayed on the grill too long for the chef and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, we try to minimize that. It happens. But yeah, good food, good cocktails, you know, a nice bar where there's a lot of seating helps. But we've been to a lot of places where they have, you know, a small bar, and it's still a lot of fun. You know, it's some, you know, dining rooms are huge, some are small, and, you know, some of those are as popular as others, you know, bigger or smaller. So size doesn't matter, but
yeah,
you know, I think good food, you know, and just owners that care help a lot too. I mean, a lot of times the owners are involved in a supper club, so they're being, you know, being part of the whole thing. He might be the bartender and she might be the chef, or vice versa, or, you know, they have some aspect of the business, they're doing something. So it's fun. Yeah.
There has been a lot of, so, like, you know, growing up, there's, you know, there's supper clubs I can think of we went to when I was a kid, but there's been a revival in the past few years of the supper club decor, mystique, the experience. I mean, it feels like, you know, do you feel like those places are trying to replicate the old school look, or do you think they're paying tribute essentially? Because, like, I see some, I'm like, this just looks like you're trying to look like a supper club while charging very, very expensive prices. But then there are places out there saying, I just want to create what I went to with my parents and grandparents as a kid. I mean, I feel like it's a resurgence of the love of supper clubs with new locations opening up.
Yeah, there are new locations opening up almost even all the time. Next week, we'll be visiting a place called the Conroy Modern Supper Club in Milwaukee. That's a brand new one. They asked us to come out, and that, you know, that's one of the examples of a supper club that asked us to come and they'll take care of, you know, our meals. Wow. Because they'll know that, you know, we're going to share about their place. And it, you know, when we look at their menu, it looks like they're more of what we would call a modern supper club. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these traditional supper clubs, you know, fortunately, I don't try to find a place that has the best prices. You know, I'm fortunate that you know, I can visit them regardless. Yeah. And, you know, in some respects, you get what you pay for. And then other times, we've found places that, might charge more than you would think they should be, you know. But that's, you know, I try to overlook those kind of things and look at the positive, you know. I look at, you know, the fun area that they created, the culture they've created, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. And there's supper clubs that we've been to that are over 100 years old. They're, you know, in their fourth generation of family that's owned them. It's actually a lot of fun to share with those people. They've got, you know, crazy history that, you know, goes back to, you know, maybe mobsters supplying the liquor, you know, during Prohibition kind of stuff.
That's so great. Our guests are Jim and Michelle from the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. Follow them on various social media platforms.
Yeah, Facebook.
Monica in Mount Horeb says, definitely a salad bar with the packaged crackers, dry breadsticks, and cheese spread. a grasshopper and possibly, can't read, a pasta dish. So when we come back, I'm going to ask Jim and Michelle what their favorite supper club meal is, and we'll do, they can answer our question of the night. That's coming up next after this very short break. Don't go anywhere. This is Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach and Nightlight.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. I'm in Christmas City, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin. Greg is in Radio Park in Racine, and Dom is holding down the fort in Madison. It's great to have you with us tonight on this Friday, a casual Friday here on Nightlight. And we have to tell you guys that the Brewers game has been postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Greg, I'm sorry. I know that's a big deal for you.
I was going to go to Kansas City tonight. Now I'm very upset.
Oh, well.
My plane ticket is useless at this point. What am I going to go for, like, the sun and the fun? My goodness.
You have an excuse not to go now because traveling's a hassle.
Yeah.
All right. So our guests at the moment are Jim and Michelle. They are the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. They're joining us now from a hotel room somewhere in Wisconsin. We won't say where, but they've already been to a supper club today. They're going out to another one tonight. That is dedication. I want to ask you guys, our question of the night is, what is your perfect supper club meal? Like, what do you typically order? Or what is the quintessential supper club meal and cocktail?
So, you know, I think a lot of people would say fish fry on Friday, prime rib on Saturday, roasted chicken on Sunday, and, you know, some type of steak any of those days or other days of the week. Fortunately, we love all food, except that I always use the saying, my mom loves liver and I don't care for it. But which one of us is right, which is why, you know, I keep the page positive and don't say that I know better than what you know as to what you like. But fortunately we eat a lot of different foods when we're at supper clubs. You know, we'll enjoy a filet or a ribeye. And probably prefer a filet, but that's not, you know, for everybody. But we'll do fish fry on Fridays, but, you know, they may have a special dish like a pasta dish, or, you know, sometimes some of the supper clubs might have an Italian type thing, but, you know, we'll eat all different foods. And I think that's part of the attraction to the page is a lot of people come to the page. They're not going to always see us eating prime rib every night or, you know, and I heard your caller called in and talked about a salad bar. Of course, I love a salad bar as much as anybody does, but it doesn't necessarily in the world of supper clubs today define a supper club as to whether they have a salad bar or not.
Yeah.
Usually they at least have a super salad choice, but it's nice if they have a soup and salad bar. Is kind of nice. Relish tray is a big one. People love to get a relish tray with their meal. I would say I do as well, but not every supper club serves those. Some of them have gotten away from them. You know, there were some issues with salad bars and relish trays and some other things, you know, through COVID and whatnot. But, you know, our perfect meal is probably every meal. I mean, it's really hard.
I love that.
I know. But you know what we try to do? We try to order different things. I'll order one thing. She'll order something else. If I get soup, she'll get salad.
Yeah.
We try to ask if they have maybe a homemade dressing, you know, if it's not a salad bar. You know, so we try to get different things. We'll get an appetizer. We'll get dessert sometimes. I was on track last a bunch of supper clubs that I've been to where we ordered three meals and even one time four meals.
Wow.
Just so that we can show off, you know, a lot of the different food that's at a place. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of fun when we go. And, you know, and I'll joke around and say, don't judge me. It's your fault because you guys want to see, you know, all these different foods this place serves. So, you know,
I want to join this Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers.
Yeah, we hear that a lot.
I bet you do.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. And I always say, you know, come and finance us and we'll be happy to have you. Yeah, we gotta get a big corporate sponsor, you know.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. Brought to you by whatever, you know.
Yeah. Well, we also live on our leftovers.
We do, yeah.
So
we never waste anything.
Omelets and all kinds of stuff.
In fact, a couple of nights ago, we had a ribeye, and this morning she put it together with some eggs and some roasted vegetables and fresh roasted vegetables.
Oh. Yeah.
Turned it into a whole nother, you know, nice breakfast this morning. So.
And we never waste anything.
No.
That's great. Yeah.
Pete, I know you wanted to ask Michelle a question before we got out of here. We have two more minutes left, but
sure.
Pete, go ahead and ask a question.
Yeah, Michelle, you're a musician. You have a music background. I know you said you do, Jim said you do some of the music for the videos. What music do you like to hear when you enter a supper club? And what do you think complements a supper club when you're thinking music?
Definitely the Rat Pack music is what I'm excited about when they have it. And I'm really excited if there's live music. That's what I want to hear. You don't get that a lot, but when there is live music, I make sure we sit by it.
The last time I went to the Hobnob in Pleasant Prairie, there was a three-piece jazz trio. And
it's awesome.
It just makes everything better.
We were there when you were there, maybe.
If you guys,
such a good vibe.
Yes, absolutely.
I totally agree with you. That's the perfect answer. I thought you were going to say like jazz piano, which I like too, but the Rat Pack, the crooners, that's fantastic.
The crooners.
Mm-hmm. If you guys are ever in Marinette at Christmas City, USA, let me know. I'll come out. I'll buy you a piece of cheesecake.
All right.
And we'll have three fourths, but you know, it's on me. all right. You guys, this was so much fun.
Thank you, Michelle.
Please come back. I'm sorry we couldn't make this happen in studio, but bear with us. We'll have you back again, and maybe we'll make it a bigger event.
When you get a studio together, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Maybe enjoy some old fashions or something together on the air.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. You had me at old fashions.
Perfect.
Awesome. Sure. I love it. Safe travels, you guys, and keep us posted, and we'll do this again soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right.
All right.
Jim and Michelle, give them a follow at Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. I was looking at their posts earlier, and it's so much fun just to see. You feel like you're in a supper club. It's great. All right, we are coming back for Act 2 after the news, and we're going to do the Brain Rot Quiz. Dom's ready. It's Pete Schwab and Greg Bach and Nightlight.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.